this week is a shtickel yichud of Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. Stamin, she's under the head. It says Yaakov is Yish Tom Yosheb Aholim. At the end of the parasha, we know that he was Yosheb Yishiv Hashem Be'eva Yud Dalet Shonim. 14 years in Yishiv Hashem Be'eva. Mashba there, he says he learned day and night. Mordeke Yigin Amela. There's a difference between the Yaakov Yish Tom Yosheb Aholim and the Yud Dalet Shonim that he learned in Shev Be'eva. What's in Afghanah? The Ma'aseh we know that Yaakov Avinu of Yisod is the bechina of Zeirampim, which is the bechina of Torah Shebitzav. Yaakov Avinu is the bechina of Torah Shebitzav, and Zeirampim and Nukva. Zeirampim is Yaakov. Yaakov is Torah Shebitzav. Nukva is Malchus. Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. The Ma'aseh Yitzchok is Midas Akvura, and Midas Akvura is more shaykh to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus. Malchus is Midas Akvura. Midas Akvura, Torah Shebal Peh is Midas Akvura. Works with Midas Agvur. Torah Shebal Peh requires his gabrus. Torah Shebal Peh requires a lot of his gabrus. Yigia, Mela. Yigia and Mela comes with Sitra de Gvura. That's Bina. Bina is Yigia and Mela. That's Bina's ready with Sitra de Gvura. Bina's with Sitra de Gvura. So, Esau's avoid, Esau's called an Ish Sode. Yaakov's Ish Tom Yeshua Beholim. Ish Sode, 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 the avoidus of Sode is a Bechin of Torah Shebal Peh. We know Torah Shebal Peh begins to say the Zeraim. Zeraim, we discussed already, is the Bechin of Zriya, Harisha, that's the Sod. That's the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. So, Yehav Yitzchak is Esav, Kitzayed, Bepiv. Tzadik says, Bepiv is going on Torah Shebal Peh. Marav Shemesh says, the Ikin Nesoyin of learning Torah Shebal Peh, of Tzayed, of learning Torah Shebal Peh, is the Ikin about Torah Shebal Peh. Marav Shemesh says, the Pasha. So, Yehav Yitzchak is Esav, Kitzayed, Bepiv. Yitzchak Avinu is his Gavrus, Midas Agvura. Midas Agvura is the Yigia Amela. Yigia Amela is by Torah Shebal Peh. Yaakov is Nishtam Yeshua Baholim. Yaakov is Batsim Shah to Loyal Matikun. Loyal Matikun is, in other words, the whole Yigin Amela in Torah Shebal Peh is because of the Eitzadas, Toy Veraz, Yidua. Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechina of the Bechina Eitzadas, Toy Veraz, Chayev, Potter, Muta, Osa, Toy Veraz. So therefore, that requires Yigin Amela. Yaakov is the Bechina Tikun. Shufra the Yaakov and Shufra the other Rishons, his Torah wasn't a Yegiyah Mele, he didn't have to wade through, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chavdalet, B'machashakim Yeshivani, the town Bavli. He has an Ora, his Ora doesn't have to go through the Yegiyah Mele of the Chashchus till he gets to the Ora. That was the Chelek of Esau, that was the Chelek of Esau. Yeah, Yitzchak is Esau, Kitzayed B'Piv. And that's why the Hemshech of the Parsha is you have the whole sugi of the Be'eris, the Be'eris. Be'eris, the Be'eris, Torah Shebal Peh. Because it brings the Torah which is in the Oretz, the Torah which is down here. For that, Torah Shebal Peh requires a lot of Yigin Amela. It's the famous Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach. Torah Shebitzav, Mela doesn't require Yigin Amela. Torah Shebal Peh, Medrash Tanchum says in Noach, requires Yigin Amela and Mesiris Nefesh. Right? That's why they didn't want to, that's why they want Mekabalit Bahar Sinai Ben Asa Ben Ishma. So digging a be'er, digging hard, digging, pushing all the offer away, pushing a person's afrius, pushing a person's atzlus, to be yegi and amela, pushing that away to get to that requires his gabrus, to get to the be'er, to get to the mind that comes from beneath. That's the bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebitzav is motto, is rain. As it says in the Chaim says, Tzadik says, Parshas Zinu, Yarv Kamata Likhi, the rain comes down, you see coming from Shemayim, it's B'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. The rain is B'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. That which you have to be Yigi and Amela for, that's B'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. So the discovery of Torah Shebal Peh only comes in Yigi and Amela. Avraham Avinu, says the Heiliger Tzadik, Avraham Avinu, there's no Yigi and Amela. He was coined the whole Kol HaTorah Kula in one go, because Avraham is Chochmah. Chochmah is not Yigi and Amela. Bina is Yigi and Amela. Bina is the fire in Yigi and Amela. So Avraham Avinu, so that whatever Avraham Avinu dug got blocked up. Because it's got no kiyum, it's done without Yigin Amela. Yitzchak Avinu corresponds to Torah Shebal Peh, which you coined through Yigin Amela. Torah Shebal Peh, the coined through Yigin Amela, is that's the his gabrus of Yitzchak, and that has a kiyum. The Be'eris that Yitzchak dug had a kiyum, they didn't get stopped up again. That's why it's called a Mayanam is gaber, a Mayanam is gaber. To get to the Mayan is his gabrus. The Torah of the Torah Shebal Peh. Once you get to the Torah of Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebal Peh is the Mayanam is gaber. She'ein soif. Torah Shebal Peh is the mind shein soif. To get to it is his gabrus, and midah keneged midah, what squirts back in your face. The mayan, when you hit the water, is a mayan is gaber. Comes back with full force. That's the bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. Esav's tikkun was a tikkun of the bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. But yeah, Esav kitzayed v'piv. Zayin Piv, because he had the bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. And that was going to be the Yichud. Yaakov is Torah Shebitzav, and Esav is the Tikkun. Torah Shebal Peh is a Tikkun Dikat Torah. And then when Torah Shebal Peh is B'tikun, so then it's Neschame back into Torah Shebitzav, and that's what's called in Kabbalah, that's called the Yichud Zayam Peh Nukhe. That's what's called the Yichud of Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. What happened was that Esav didn't do it. Tzayin Piv means carried on learning Torah Shebal Peh Shaloi Lishma, like the Marav Shemesh says in the Pasuk. Torah Shebal Peh Shaloi Lishma. So made it, therefore Yaakov Avinu had to take over Torah Shebal Peh as well. And that's why you find the Paldi Gazach, that Soif, the whole Torah Shebal Peh came out from the Neshomas of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Nosi is, we always say, is Shetavis Neshomas of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Kiva, all the Stomas, Liba de Rabbi Kiva, the Moritz and Hedron, Pei Dalet. All stam Mishnayos, Brises, Tosefos, everything's a Liba de Rabbi Kiva. Because they were the Hashlamo, Yaakov Avinu's Mashlim, the Yegin Amela, the Yaakov Avinu put in afterwards to be Koina, the Chelik of Torah Shebal Peh, his Gavras of Torah Shebal Peh, was that he was Zoche later to be Rebbe and to be Rebbe Kiva, who Megala the Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. The Eker Gilei of Rebbe is that he wrote down. The Eker Eis Lasses Lashem, a fairy tale of Rabbeinu HaKadosh was that he made Torah Shebal Peh into Torah Shebitzav. Really, the Zalocha Torah Shebal Peh Yeter Rasha Lekoisva. He wrote it. So Pshat is it was Eis Lasses Lashem. If he saw that means that Betzim he comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's Sheirish is Torah Shebitzav. But he, Eis Lasses Lashem, he got to the Madrega where the second chelik of Yaakov Avinu took away from Esav, all the Yigin Amel and Mechinas Torah Shebal Peh, as that came out by Rabbi HaKadosh, and Rabbi HaKadosh brought Torah Shebal Peh to a Yichud Taka of Torah Shebitzav. Now that's the Bechina of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rekiva together with Yaakov Avinu.
Rabbi held the two Meshayim of Techafer.
Oh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So that's the pshat when he learned when he was Oisik in Torah. Shkoich, when he was Oisik in Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, as Yud Beis Shonim, so he didn't sleep. Right? He was Vayishka B'mokim Ahur, so Rashi B'lamed, Yud Dal Shonim, he didn't sleep. There Rashi is bringing out the Yigin Amela. Now he's working through a different chelik of Torah. He's working through a Torah of Mordek Hashver Torah of Yigin Amela. He's taken over the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Oretz Dika Torah. It's the Be'er. It's the Torah that's in Schaber from down here. It's the Mechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And he's going to be, the Avoida is to be Mevara Torah Shebal Peh in order to be Mechaber to Mechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what Taka when Taka fell asleep over there. Taka fell asleep over there. He saw Sulam of Tzavatz of Rishim Agiya Shemaima. His sword became a sword of the Chibur Taka, the Chibur of Torah Shebitzav, the Chibur of Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebitzav is Bechinas Yud, it's Chochma, Torah Shebal Peh. It's more of a Binadik, it's a Yundik. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of Yud Ekev, and as he worked. He went down here into the Oretz and took all the Torah and was Mala the Torah back to the Bechinas Yud, back to the Bechinas Shoresh, to the Bechinas Torah and Torah. So that's why the Bikish Legalis Akates, Pash Reichi, the Yaakovinus of Bikish Legalis Akates, we list him in that case is the Taka the Yichud, the Torah Shabbat, and Torah Shabbat Be'er. He also, Gidu Lachem, as the Sheikh Reschim, Vachis Ayomim, from this parasha has the Shoresh. As the sherish of the chibur of Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. So that was the yichud, and that's what. And so later, therefore, that's the whole sod of why Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. Esav is the one who could have abed, he could have worked himself voice, he could have abed voice the whole Torah Shebal Peh, and then Yaakov together with Esav would have been a mechina of Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh. Esav didn't do it, so Yaakov Avinu had to take upon himself the whole Avodah Kasha, the whole Avodah Kasha. This we discussed once. The whole Sefer Zeruim is the Haschola to Torah Shebal Peh. It's the whole Yigin Amela as an Ish Sodeh, Sefer Zeruim is to be Megala, it's the same unparalleled, the same Bechinus Yigin Amela in Torah Shebal Peh. You dig, you work in the field, and then you get out and you get the pears. That's also the same thing with Torah Shebal Peh. Machshakim Meshivani, you work very hard. You work very hard, and then you're zoichet to the. Another clue, also we know that Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus. The David HaMelech, we know Esau should be Mesakin Torah Shebal Peh. Esau wasn't Mesakin Torah Shebal Peh. Discuss what's the beginning of Brochus, the beginning of the Doma to Torah Shebal Peh, discusses all the Gemara's about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Malchus, he was, we know, he was Admoini, he came same Bechin as Esau, he was Mesakin Esau, Admoini, he was Mesakin Esau, and that Bechin of Tikkun Esau, that was that the Torah Shebal Peh. Started Maseches Brachos begins with the Gemaras from David HaMelech. That's the chibur. David HaMelech is Malchus of Torah, it's Torah Shebal Peh. We also know Malchus is Tefillah. David HaMelech is Ani Tefillah, Tefillah Lo Ani Kiyatov. It's Torah Shebal Peh. The chiddush of Torah Shebal Peh is that you zoich with Torah Shebal Peh after the Yigin Amela, zoich through Tefillah. Torah Shebal Peh is related to Tefillah. Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus, and Tefillah is Malchus. Torah Shebal Peh is Zoch through Tefillah. That's why the Sfarim say that it says that Kol Yaakov, Kol Yaakov, meaning Chazal say that Kol HaTorah and Kol HaTefillah. Yaakov in a real was Margish now. He was Mislavish into Esav, Mislavish into Esav, he was Mislavish into Torah Shebal Peh. And here it was Misgalat to him as Mefishtayt Neshebes. Go to the wall, Mevayt Tzachoyis, like the Chazanish used to do, and you come back in the Sudan and you understand it again. That's the Bechin is called Kol Yaakov. Kol HaTefillah. So in the next week's parasha, Yaakovina became a Gerus HaDavana as well. Miyela Kimodi, Shemrani, Mederech. Nasi Nilech, Melech, he became a Davana. Torah Shebal Peh and Tefillah go together. His Pashtas of Torah Shebal Peh came out. Kiva lived by the times of the Romans. The Romans come from Esau. From Gemara and Tinnus used to come. He learned by Rebbe. The Machnia of the Romans through Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh comes from the Romans, come from Esau, come from Amalek, they come from Esau. When Machnia Esau, so then he's Zochet to Torah Shebal Peh. Tinnus used to come and learn by Rebbe. He was this Roman Caesar. He was Mechnia himself to Rebbe. See, Bichlal, the whole Tekufa, Rebbe Kiva, the whole Tekufa, the Spashtos of Torah Shebal Peh came by the Romans. Moicha Amalek. So he to Esav is the one. Esav is the one. Amalek is the one. Amamish. He abuses Torah Shebal Peh. He's the one who learns. He's the Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh Shalei Lishma. Emistika, when you're sucking Torah Shebal Peh, that comes from Yechiz HaMalik. So Purim was Kim of a Kibla Yehudim, is that Medrash Tanchuma and Pashas Noyach, that the Kim of Kibla is going on Torah Shebal Peh. It's going on Torah Shebal Peh. Achnos HaMalik, because Esau was supposed to be sucking Torah Shebal Peh. He took Torah Shebal Peh into the Klibi, and Yechiz HaMalik is shaykh to be sucking the Mechinas Torah Shebal Peh. That's all the Takada of the Masechta Megillah, Purim Dika story. The first Amud Takada says the whole shit of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Zu Divrei Rav Akiva Stimta. It's not always called Rav Akiva Stimta. Stimta means the whole Torah Shebal Peh. Masechta Megillah begins with the Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. You know, the Heiliger Rav Tzadik says that Yeshua was the Bechinas Levana. Moshe was the Chama, Yeshua was the Levana. Levana is Malchus. You do it, it's the Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. That's why it says that the Mishra of the Yoim and the Torah Shebitzav, and the Laila, when the moon comes out, the Torah Shebal Peh. It's far and not Torah Shebitzav, the Laila. And Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Shlita of the moon, is the Bechinus Torah Shebal Peh. Yeshua is Nimshal al Levana to the moon. Yeshua is the Bechinus of Torah Shebal Peh. Megillah is the story of Machias Amalek, the Tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh. Tikkun Torah Shebal Peh, that's Ayaras and Makophis Chaimim, and Moise Yeshua Benun. Go back all the way to Moshe Yeshua ben Nun. Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechina of Bina, Amelus, Chamishim Shari Bina, Yeshua ben Nun, Zerichat Nun, Zerichat to the Nun Shari Bina, and that's where the Amelus of Torah Shebal Peh comes out, and that's the Bechina's Mechias HaMalik. So maybe this week's parasha is like a parasha with Sinas Koyach, where the Kedusha takes over the Torah Shebal Peh. A person learns to learn Torah Shebal Peh with a bittel and with tefillah and davening to the Rabbein Shalom. And then a person zeichet to Shmaseli with the Hilchas, and then Torah can take be Torah can take be a shmirah to the person. So it's in the Sinus Koyach, Yaakov Vina took over Torah Shemel Peh in this week's parasha. Like Rashi brings down, Shnei Goyim Bebitnech, Rashi says, no, that's Rebbe Antinous. The whole boat of Shnei Goyim Bebitnech, Shnei Nomim, Ma'ayachi Beredo, and he was saying already the tikkun. Torah Shemel Peh, the Rashi on the Pasuk, brings out from there, there was two mahalchim. But the hachno of the koyach of the Romans that came from Esav came by Rebbe, who was Megali, who was Mispasha Torah Shebal Peh, which is Torah Shebal Peh, the Kedusha that came out in this week's parasha. See here now, he brings from the Arizal, from the Peches, in the middle of a piece. Nishma's Rebbe Kiva talking from him. So Rebbechinus Nishma's Akdoishas Lebaim Lechiyus Lechayosa. Avshar Yitzchak Bevinim Erkovah Leizborach. Avada he couldn't swindle. How could they so fool him around? How could they so fool Yitzchak Bevinim around? And the Teretz says, when he used to speak, what was coming out of Esav's mouth? Coming out of Rebbechinus Rebbe Kiva. And Rebbe Kiva is the Sheresh of Torah Shebal Peh. Esav was speaking out of Rebbe Kiva. Esav had an achiza on Torah Shebal Peh. It was Kitzayit. It was a Shalei Lishma. And that's what can happen. From a limit of Torah, Shalei Lishma. Brings on the end of this paragraph, Rebbe Shabir Gamke Bohitzi Lor Nishmas Antinonus. It's all the same Bechina. All the ones who were Beshurish, Torah Shebal Peh, they took out from Esau, from the Romans, they took out the whole Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. So Esav had this ispashtus. Where did Esav have this ispashtus from? And that's what the gaiva of Esav, Torah Shebal Peh with Klipper leads to a very big gaiva. That's what the Mar Shemesh says. This was Parashat Kitzayit and Piv. Tell them where did the gaiva? Because Torah Shebal Peh. The Mayanam is Gaber, and a person who came in Chadish, and a person is Esav's Gaiva came from that Bechinov. So he even says the Gaiva of the Dara Floga, I think we miss Nasei to build the tower, because they were from Bavel. Talmud Bavli comes from Bavel. The Shoroshim of Torah Shebal Peh come from Bavel. Torah Shebal Peh is Gaber's stick, it's a powerful Torah, a person can do a very lot with it. If it's not done by Bittl, with Tvila, the Tvila, like I said before, the Bittl, and the Chasu Shem could turn into a Gaiva the Ketoyer, and that's where Esau got all his Gaiva, that's where all his Torah Shebal Peh is a Mayim, it's a Mayim Shein Soif, it's a very bright Tezach. Esau was Yeshdi Rav, it's a bright Hasogos Esau had. It's all coming from a clip of Torah Shebal Peh. This means Parasha. Yaakov's taking over, and he's been machnia Esav to get the b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. He got the b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, and the day he got the brachas Shmani Haoretz comes from the b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. Then through the brachas, where he was able to be koina, to transfer Torah Shebal Peh, that he could learn Torah Shebal Peh with kedusha, and that's what he took a second learned in Yeshivas Shem Be'eva, Yudal Shana, the Torah. And then only he could. To the dream of Sulam Tzavat and Rosh Hashanah Giyah Shemayim. And he made a yichud between the Bechinas Torah Shebal Tzav and Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Torah Shebal Peh B'Kedusha. It shouldn't become the Gaiva Chas Rosh Hashanah, the Gaiva of Edlein, the Gaiva of Hanu. The only tikkun that I came is and the Chulim Ibn Yibonim Shal Torah Lamda Homan Lamda Torah Ibn Nehrak. Ibn Nehrak is the Mokum of Torah Shebal Peh, the Makom of Yeshivas. The Achela came out b'tikun. The rest of it didn't come out b'tikun. After Haman was wiped out, then he was able to scale the Torah Shebal Peh, the Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh. Thank you. as long as it's done bebitl, betfilah. So it's a, if you're zoicha to get it, if you're zoicha for your gear, to push into Torah Shabbat Peh, comes mamish back at you with his gavrus. It's kamayim apanam apanam. You won't get there without his gavrus. So when you do get there, it shoots back at you with his gavrus, and the person becomes a mine and his gavr. Lashon Gevurah. His gavrus. So you can't talk to him Torah Shabbat Peh. Do other pairs, Ben Malchus, Dibba the Melech Shulta, Yad Be'am Tachteinu. So Dibbur is Malchus, Peh is Malchus, Dibbur is Malchus. If Dibbur is Malchus, so therefore, that's the Torah about Peh. Dealing with Malchus over here, it's very powerful. If you misuse it, it's Gaiva. If you use it, the Bittles, and Yachad it back to the Torah Shabbat, it's a big mistake. If I'm not mistaken, Parshas Vayechi is Peh Psukim to it. And it's a Parshas Tumah. It's the Yichud taking place. The Yichud always goes with Stumas. Yichud is the what? What's the Yichud? The Yichud is Torah Shmitzah and Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, Parshas Vayechi is like the Shvatim said Shema Yisrael, Yaakov said Baruch Shem Kavod Machasel Yavod. As we discussed before already, the Shema Yisrael is the Chelik of Torah Shmitzah that connects to Torah Shabbat Peh. Person, there's a mitzvah with the barata bomb. That's the bechinas Torah Shabbat. And then there's begisa by yom malaylo. Begisa by yom malaylo is a person got to learn day and night. That's bechinas Torah Shabbat peh. You never finish. It says whoever reads Krishma shachris v'arvis mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah. Doesn't say mekayim the barata bomb. Mekayim the mitzvah of Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat peh. I saw in the Sfarim it says that Shema is like the bechina. Discussed it once in another whole shmuz that Torah Shabbat peh is the mesiris nefesh the Torah. Kiva, Mesiris Nefesh, the Keturah. And Shema Yisrael is the Mesiris Nefesh. So the few in Yonim that Shema is Psukim in the Torah, the Torah Shabbat Ksav. But there in Shema you can find the Machina of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Sod, where Shema, we talk about Basafta Kibanecha, Basirecha Bitzurecha, Frig the Heligor Rajbi, Teirosa, Mate Heole. Dufina Masafta Degana Dufina Ish Sodeh. Ish Sodeh, we said before, is the Shurish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Krishna is the Shurish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Masafta Degana, Masurish of Tzerecha, it will rain, you'll be able to work in the field, which Abhi Pnimius is talking about. How you have to work through the Aretzius, to work through the Oretz, work through the Aretzius, and Yigi and Amela, Shvitzin, to get through to the Achel. So Shema, Pashat Vaychi, this is what they said, Ein Lanu Elo, they all said, Ein b'lebeinu el echad. I said Shema Yisrael, Hashem nekein Hashem echad. Parsha Vayechi is the parsha talk of Shema Yisrael. It's the parsha of Shema Yisrael is miskasha. Matosh b'ksav is miskasha. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why it's got Peh Psuk. Later on, I became Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva. That miskasha to Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, and that made the Yichud. Chinas Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay. Okay, let's go.